All right, football fans, today we're talking the Cleveland Browns. First on deck is our offense, led by new offensive coordinator Todd Haley, who we scavenged from the Pittsburgh Steelers. You may know him from his days with Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell, but now he's going to take the reins with Jarvis Landry, Josh Gordon, and Tyrod Taylor at the helm, as well as Carlos Hyde and Nick Chubb in the backfield. We did lose Joe Thomas to retirement, one of the greatest Browns to ever play, if I say so myself. But on the left side, it looks like Joel Bitonio, our all-pro, well, I think he's an all-pro, left guard moving over to left tackle, and second-rounder Austin Corbett coming up on the left guard spot. Both players played at Nevada. Both players are familiar with each other's styles. Look for them to have a great chemistry on the left side of the line. Nothing too different in our tight end spot. David Njoku is going to lead the way with Seth DeValve coming up and Darren Fells coming in as a run blocker. Overall, this is a high-powered offense, and I look forward to seeing what they can do this year. On to the defense. We have Greg Williams coming back as the Browns' defensive coordinator. This year, he'll actually be able to play his system, which is why we drafted Denzel Ward, number 4 overall in the draft, as our number 1 man-to-man cover corner. This kid is legit. If you haven't seen him in practice, just his quickness is outstanding. Demarius Randall is going to move into free safety for us, and that'll bring Jabril Peppers up front into the box, as he should have been all along. Up there, he'll join Joe the Show Schobert, Christian Kirksey, Jamie Collins, Michael Kendricks, and Jannard Avery, as what was once a thin linebacking core is now revamped and ready to go. We have depth, and we're ready to rock. Down on the front lines, we have Larry Shogun Joby holding down the middle with Trayvon Coley and Jamie Meter. On the outside, of course, we also have Emmanuel Ogba, who's finally healthy coming off of injury last year. And, of course, Mr. Dinosaur himself, Myles Garrett, looking to build off of his seven sack rookie season. All right, now let's talk predictions for this year. With Tyrod Taylor at the helm, not Deshaun Kaiser, we're going to come out and win some games this year. You better believe that. 0-16 will not happen again. If we had even a semi-competent quarterback, this team was a 5-win team last year, and we're looking to build off of that success, or plausible success, in this upcoming season. You better believe week one, we're going to come out and pop the Steelers right in the mouth, and if we get that week one win, we're going to put this league on notice that the Cleveland Browns are back. On both sides of the ball, we have players looking to step up and show the world that they are legit and the best this team has to offer. Antonio Callaway was a possible first-round overall pick, but now due to off-the-field reasons, he has fallen to us in the fourth round, and we look to capitalize on his talent to lead us in the offense. On defense, you better believe Denzel Ward is also going to hold us down and prove that he is legit and a possible Defensive Rookie of the Year candidate.